Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Will Campbell has been the youth pastor at Windward Church of the Nazarene in Kaneohe for the past 6 years. He graduated in 2009 from Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. He majored in philosophy and theology and Christian ministries. This past year, he married the love of his life, Rachel. They now reside in Kaneohe with their three-legged dog named Nemo. You know, it's a little quirky to have a three-legged dog, I would think. Maybe a little quirky to name the dog Nemo. And I want to find out more about that. But before we do, just a reminder, you know, you've got to have a little bit of quirkiness in you to be a youth pastor, at least in my opinion. Because there's a certain strange way of relating and connecting, I would imagine. But here's the thing. God, in his unique way, understands our own quirkiness is. And in that, he connects with us in ways that are very well refined so that we can understand his voice, his heart, his life. And in that, know what it means to have a relationship with God. Look, that's why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the Lord Jesus himself calls you, dear friend, right now, to himself. And if you have never opened your heart to Christ, it's our hope and our prayer that you would receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Will Campbell, well, he's passionate about youth, the youth of Hawaii. He's a part of the explicit team. And you'll hear more and more about the explicit conferences. Last year, it was one conference. This year, it's four conferences. And more things are emerging with explicit. In fact, you can find out more at explicityouth.com. He's married to Rachel. Rachel graduated from, they went to school together. We'll ask her about that in a moment. But she's traveled, particularly she grew up in China. She even speaks some Chinese. But she'll ask you before she speaks whether you speak Chinese. Anyway, for Will, his perfect day is to go to Costco, take some samples, have some lunch, and a fresh catch of smoked taco for dinner. Pastor Will, Rachel, thank you for being with us. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
You know, a man who enjoys going to Costco and sampling the samples, that's a wise man, and a man who will learn the different ways of culture, especially having gone to school in San Diego. And I wonder, Will, where did you grow up?
You know, I grew up all over the place. Originally, I was born in Kansas. And my dad does hotel management and that kind of stuff. And so he works for a hotel brand called Intercontinental. And so I was born in Kansas, and I went to elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, then went to middle school in Nampa, Idaho, then went to high school in Vancouver, Washington, which is right across the river from Portland, and then went to college in San Diego. And now my family moved to Cleveland. So we bounce around.
Are there any other states that you haven't been to?
Not really.
We have a similar, that might be part of our quirkiness that connected us. We both grew up moving around a lot, so transition is comfortable to both of us. So mm-hmm. I lived in Texas when I was born, but Texas and Hawaii are the main U.S. states I've lived in. Other than that, it's mostly overseas for me. Similar upbringing, but my moving around was in Asia, not in the U.S. So,
yeah.
Besides China, what other parts of Asia?
If you want to get technical, it depends on your opinion, but Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Beijing. So, Chinese areas, so, yeah.
What's your favorite Chinese food?
Ooh, I would definitely be jiaozi, or gyoza, as people say here, pot stickers, dumplings, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Really? Oh, I could eat them all day.
Why do you like them so much?
I think I like, well, besides the flavor, they're bite size. So you can just get a pile of them and just keep, like chips, you just keep eating, keep eating.
So it's sort of a mirage. Or yeah. not a mirage, an illusion of sorts, because you're just eating small bites, so you're not eating very much, right?
Yeah.
So bring on 10, bring on 15.
100 then, later,
Oh, yeah. And that's why we honeymooned in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So we went all around where we thought we should honeymoon at, and then finally landed on Hong Kong. And it was an interesting place to go, but exciting.
Did you go to the peak?
You know what? I'm so embarrassed. That's the first thing everybody asked me. I didn't take him to the peak. It's horrible. It was on our to-do list, and then we didn't make it. Oh, I feel so ashamed.
Okay, but...
he saw it.
Be not ashamed.
Yeah.
Be not ashamed. Just describe for us, because I would imagine you've been there.
Yes.
What is the peak?
The peak is... So Hong Kong is really actually climate-wise and landscape-wise similar to Hawaii, but it's not similar in the fact that it has... millions and millions of people crammed into a really small island space. So the peak is at the top of a mountain behind Hong Kong where you can take a tram up. You get up there. Don't picture a mountain you would go hiking on. There's actually like, you have Gucci, Prada. There's a whole mall at the top of the peak. But you can look out over this just incredible Hong Kong landscape with these skyscrapers and the harbor. So it's just a beautiful way to see Hong Kong, especially on a clear day. And I'm sorry you missed it.
Oh, that's okay.
But it's really neat.
Perhaps God will give you another time.
Yes,
what we keep saying.
Nemo, a three-legged dog. Talk to us about Nemo. You seem to love him.
Oh, love of my life.
Oh, I was going to say Rachel besides is the my one husband. To talk about Nemo.
Well, Nemo, I should say she came with that name. So... And we didn't want to shock her too much when we adopted her. So we stuck with Nemo, like the fish, which makes her relatable for kids. You know, Nemo with the damaged fin, or Nemo with the
missing
lack of
leg.
A leg. Yeah. So believe it or not, I've always wanted a three-legged dog. They're out there, and somebody has to want them. And I'm one of the people who wants them. So somebody has to give them a home. So we actually lost our dog a little over a year ago, our dog before Nemo. And so... when I was ready, I started looking on adoption websites, and then bam, love at first sight. So we have Nemo, and she's incredibly crazy and needy, and she's the naughty kid at the park, but we love her so much.
Yeah, she's gone, I mean, everywhere with us. We help, we don't direct, but we help at a children's camp every year and teen camp in the summertime, and Nemo just comes with us to those. So she's a sanctified dog. She's been to a lot of worship services.
Yeah, I bet the kids love to play with her.
Oh, yeah.
They love Nemo. Yeah.
I should also mention we have a bunny who is Nemo's best friend and roams freely in our house.
Yeah.
Who influenced you most, Will, in your growing up years?
You know, spiritually or all of the above?
By the way, we are all like Nemo in one form or another. Some of us have outward scars and outward limbs that are missing.
Yes.
And most all of us have something in us that has been amputated, cut off in a way that leaves us walking with limps in life. Will, go back to my question. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I would probably say the person that influenced me the most. I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family, and you know, I was in church the day after being born, and all of that good stuff. But when I was in middle school, I got plugged in with a youth group of kids from all different schools and all over the city. And the youth pastor there in this church, actually the church is called Liberty Bible Church in the Nazarene in Vancouver, Washington. But the youth pastor there was this young guy that, you know, really was open to me. I would go visit him in his office anytime and call him up anytime. And now that I am a youth pastor, I look back and I say, my goodness, how did he have so much time to let me, you know, sit in there? But he was a huge influence, I think, in my life as far as my spiritual walk. But yeah.
Rachel, how about you? Who influenced you most?
Oh, man. I've been asked that question so many times, and as I've grown and can look back on more and more life that I've lived, I would definitely say my parents. Like Will, I was so fortunate to grow up in a Christian household, and so, and with wonderful parents that I love and trust and look up to, and so I would definitely say my parents. They've molded me in so many ways, and just with wisdom in life, but also unconditional love. When looking back, I was probably pretty tough to love at some moments. They didn't give up on me and showed me Christ's love, and so many other people that have come through the doors of our home, they've really modeled Christ's love.
Well, with parents who are leaders in the Church of the Nazarene and as missionaries, you, Rachel, had a unique level of exposure to the saints that come and stay at your place, to listen to the conversations they had, be a part of the prayer times. You're blessed in that way, and
yeah,
it's to see the sweetness of your spirit and the way that you exude a grace and a compassion for Nemos of this world. I love that, because I'm a Nemo, and our listeners today, if we're all honest with ourselves, we are all Nemos. And to hear someone say, I wanted one. Everybody wants to know. Every three-legged dog needs to know that they're wanted. And you know what you say? God wants you. That's what that says. Jesus wants you. And dear one, as you listen to Rachel and Will Campbell, that's it. God wants you. God wants you. Jesus loves you. That's the message. That's our heart. When we come back, you'll hear more from Will and Rachel Campbell about God's heart for young people. It exudes from them, and you'll hear why. Stay with us now. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Well, God
gives
gifts to certain people, and we got to be careful. We got to be careful that we don't have... I just recently went to the HIM conference and I heard Andy Mills speak, and it was quite pivotal in this particular season in my life. But he mentioned something in his talk called gift envy. And gift envy is the thing, hey, it resonated with me. I've been envious, wishing I had someone else's gift. I don't know about you. Have you ever looked at someone else and their ability to do some certain something that you say, oh, I wish I had that? The point is, you have been given, we've been given gifts that God wants us to develop, wants us to use. Will Campbell, from the looks of it, from the likes of it, from what I hear, this guy is a dynamic communicator. You put him up in front of 1,000 people or more, something switches on inside of him. And he's speaking at the Explicit Conference. You're listening, by the way, to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Will and his wife, Rachel, are in studio, and we're talking about God's love for young people today. In fact, you can find out more about Explicit at explicityouth.com. Will Campbell, why do you light up when you're in front of large crowds of people? What happens inside of you, my friend?
You know, I have no idea. It's very odd. I just love being in front of big groups of people. I like being on stage. When I was younger, I was one of those kids that loved being in, you know, the school play and the church play and all that kind of stuff. So in a weird way, I'm a little bit more comfortable with 300 people than 3 people. But that's why God gave me someone like Rachel, who works great at the smaller level. She likes one-on-one, so...
And that's why it's good that you're on radio, Rachel, because we're just talking story here, as we say, local style. Mm-hmm. And yet you're talking to thousands?
Well, yeah,
one at a time.
If I could see their faces, I would get the quivery voice and the shaky legs. But I know you guys are there, but I can't see you, so I feel confident.
Talk to us about how you got involved with Explicit.
Yeah. You know, it's actually really... kind of crazy thing. We have a dad of one of our high school teens at our church, Windward Church of the Nazarene, and he's a really passionate guy. He's really passionate about Africa and clean water in Africa. And he actually had a booth helping to raise funds to build wells in Burkina Faso in Africa. He had a booth at the Rock the Ranch event this last year, and he was there at the event and was helping out. And during cleanup, he saw a lady walking by trying to carry all the things from her booth and get it to her car. And he ran over and said he would love to help her, and took some things and met her. And it ended up being Pastor Michelle, who is the one kind of spearheading this Explicit event. And so through their connection, he mentioned his daughter's youth pastor, this quirky guy named Will Campbell, and got us connected. And then, you know, it kind of went from there. We went to the first Explicit conference this last year with a handful of youth and really had no idea what to expect. I knew kind of somewhat what the topics were and what the event was geared towards, but really went into it blindly, and it was just phenomenal. And the teens walked away from it totally blown away. The parents of the teens walked away from it totally impacted and inspired. And so now it's birthed into this amazing 4 conferences for middle school, high school, young adult, and parents. And so, you know, really, I'm not sure how I got connected, but I'm here.
Well, what kind of a youth were you in your youth ministry? You talked about calling your pastor at all kinds of odd hours. Mm-hmm. But what kind of person were you? Maybe more directly, how did you become a Christian?
You know, if I had to think of what kind of youth I was, I would probably say I was Jonah. I think of, you know, the Jonah story and God kind of placing a call on Jonah to you know, speak for him, to vouch for him, and Jonah's fight against that and running away from God and then back to God. And so when I was a youth, probably around, actually when I was 12, first felt this call to youth pastor. And it was interesting because I wasn't in the youth group yet. So it's like being a child being called to senior pastor. But so as a youth, I really went back and forth on that. I went through phases of really running towards that calling and being excited about God wanting to use me to be a pastor to other youth, and then running away from that and saying, you know, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. And so that's why I said my poor youth pastor was so pivotal, because he got all the calls, the calls about excited about what God's doing, and then the calls that are saying, I totally screwed up and I need you to help me out. And so, yeah, I was Jonah in the flesh.
Do you ever get a rhetorical question, obviously? Do you ever get those calls from your young people?
You know what? Yeah, we do. And a real interesting thing, a few years ago, I was at a conference and ran into my old youth pastor, and he was with a group of his new youth, and then I had a group of my youth. And it was this real kind of almost outer body where you're seeing the guy who ministered to you, but now you have your youth and you're in that role. And but it was fun to kind of compare stories and talk about the youth I have in my ministry now, and the highs and lows. You really sign up for all the ebb and flows of life, and the good, the bad, and the in-between. But it's exciting.
Why is the conference called Explicit?
You know, because it is explicit. No, the conference is called Explicit because really the aim of the conference is to be very real. We always use the definition of explicit, which says very clear and complete, leaving no doubt about the meaning. And when you go and you hear all the speakers and the different topics they talk about, there is no there's no shyness. There is no kind of bashfulness. They talk about all things, sex, dating, relationships, all of that. They just put it on the table and talk about it real authentically, and almost to the point it makes you know, makes you a little squirmy in your seat. But they do it in a way because that's what the youth of today want. You know, they want real. They want to know how you really feel about it and really talking about it honestly. So that's kind of where that name came from. Explicit is just that rawness.
So how do you really feel about it, Will Campbell?
Yeah. You know, I love it. I mentioned earlier that the last Explicit, I really went into it blindly. And I kind of went in hoping that it would be what I thought it was. But when I was in there listening to the speakers, and really the most powerful part was listening to our teens speak on the drive home each night and hearing them speak so openly about struggles that they've had and so openly about, you know, things that they've heard and lies that they believed in and all these things. It shocked me because, you know, I realized I wasn't speaking that openly with them about it. But going to this conference and hearing others talk about it and, you know, shedding light on things that we normally kind of push to the shadows, was powerful. And so that's really why I jumped on the bandwagon and said, okay, I gotta be a part of this as a pastor, and really just as someone who wants the youth to know the truth and to really speak about it openly.
Why do we push things to the shadows?
I think there's, especially with sexuality, there's shame. For some reason, there's been this attachment of shame to it. You know, this is something, we put big X's on it. You should be ashamed if you're doing this. You should
X-rated.
You should be ashamed to think about it, talk about it, when really X-rated. It's something, relationships or something sacred that God has given us to treasure and nurture. And so I think it's hard for people to marry this worldly image of sexuality with what God has in store for us. And so when you can't put the two together, it's just easier to not go there, mm-hmm. you know, so, or to hide. So I think for many teens, even for me, in the church or not in the church, to talk about something that you've been told is not something you can do. Mm-hmm. To talk openly about it seems to go against what you're told. You say, you can't do this. You have to wait till you get married. You shouldn't be involved in this. Don't even go there. But when you were made to be in relationship with somebody, so to marry those two things is really hard. How do you talk about something and learn about something if you're not supposed to do something? Mm-hmm. So I think to acknowledge that God has given us something sacred and wonderful and learn how to treasure that instead of waste it.
There is a bombarding of messages. Could be overwhelming, mm-hmm. is overwhelming, especially from what I hear, probably even more so than when I was a teen. And it was rough when I was a teen. Now, things can be accessed at the push of a button. And an image can come, or a message can come. And sometimes they're the same, the image and the message. And it sears into the mind and the heart. Sears into the mind because you see a picture that may never go away. Sears into the heart because it creates an impression, an indelible impression, could be, of how things ought to be. This is the standard. This is the way that I should value and look at the opposite sex, the way I should look at myself. I think this is a moment of very strong contention. And there needs to be not just pushback, but a strong thrust backwards. ExplicitYouth.com. We've got one of the main speakers here in studio with us and his dear wife, Rachel. They make a dynamic duo. And you'll hear more from them talking about explicit in an explicit way when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, so I was in India with our Paradise Global Mission team. We went out to out from Hyderabad, where we were in the southeastern part of India, and we drove. Oh, it was a long, long drive. It was a bumpy road, unpaved road, led by a Dr. Sujai Suneta, who a very compassionate man, and he was taking us to a leper colony. And when we got there, no one was around. And I saw Dr. Sujai go into this one area, and I saw him start to administer care. He would dress the wounds of these lepers, oozing, pussy wounds. And he would touch them and care for them, bandage them, soothe them, and more of them would come out as they saw his love and care. But he'd been doing that for years. It was like looking at Jesus at work. But then I saw a three-legged dog running in this leper colony, and it occurred to me, even the dog has some form of leprosy and his limb fell off. And I guess it relates today. Maybe not in exact ways. Well, exact in the sense that our guests have a three-legged dog named Nemo. And you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and you're saying, Danny, how are you going to connect this to what our guests are saying? Well, I don't quite know, but I do know that I appreciate the love and compassion that they have. Will and Rachel Campbell are here with us talking about the Explicit Youth Conference. Rachel, where do you work? Describe to us the place that you work and why you work there.
This is kind of a newer position for me. This is just in this past year. So I work for a nonprofit called Kokua Compassion Group, but KCG for short. So it started out as a ministry to the Waianae Coast. They started out finding ways to help these families meet their needs, just meet them where they were, show God's love to them. And this was all before I came on. And we found one of the best ways is through the children and these kids to help them educationally, first and foremost. They just need resources. They need a step up, an opportunity to be given a chance to succeed. So it's kind of evolved now into a tutoring program at a shelter, Hope for a New Beginning shelter, and we also have family programs and services for the family at the shelter, and it's been really neat because when you serve people's children, you're really the parents are being served too, and they want to know more, and they want to know who we are and why we're doing what we do. So it's been a really great chance to love on the kids and show them God's love. But KCG we don't want it just to be restricted to the kids. So we have a community garden in a church in Maui that's joining under our umbrella. And we are doing more and more in different spots of the island to serve underprivileged families mainly. And so it's been really exciting. And I don't know, maybe growing up in another part of the world, I'm not sure what first God, I guess, gave me the sensitivity to certain needs, but there's just something that tugs on my heart when I meet a kid, especially a young girl who just doesn't have a step up, doesn't have a lot of people rooting for, doesn't have a lot of opportunities that are right in front of her. I was blessed with so much, and so many people don't have what a lot of us have. And I think any way that I can just come alongside these kids and join with them in life is really exciting for me. And I'm so blessed to be a part of their lives, and they teach me so much, and it's just a good friendship. So, yeah.
Why do you think not as many people reach out to kids who need a step up?
You know, I don't know. Because I have so much fun working out there with them. But
Could it be that they feel that it's useless? They're always going to be the needs of someone. You know, like how Jesus talked about, you will always have the poor with you.
Yeah.
Mm. Has somebody just within them written off the people in our society that need this step up? I like the way you put it. So we just live our own lives.
I think that's part of it. I think it's easy, you know, it's easy to focus on what we want to focus on and pretend there are struggles out there that don't exist. It's easy to keep plugging away at our own lives. I mean, we've all got a lot going on. So I think another reason, there's a lot of judgment I've found, a lot of, like you said earlier, it can be disheartening. You know, it can feel like a one step forward, 10 steps back, you know. But I think judgment's a big part of it too. Like, oh, the parents could go get that job if they wanted to, or, oh, they shouldn't have, you know, gotten themselves into that pickle. There's a lot of that you get too. But I kind of like what you said. We're all Nemo. Everybody's got a need, whether it's financial and socioeconomic, or it's, you know, an emotional need, or a, you know, relationship need. We all have a need that needs to be met. So this is just a demographic that I happen to really feel called to and blessed to work with. So
I pray that there will be more Rachel Campbells in our state, in our country, in our world. We need more. Why do I say that? I think that way because, well, it must have been at some point in my life and in the life of my parents, or maybe your parents, or your parents, Will, Rachel, that, or maybe the parent, your parents, you our friends who are listening. Someone gave them a step up, whether it's a grandparent or someone came alongside your grandma or grandpa when they were young and gave them a step up. Someone, there was a Rachel in their life, helped them maybe see themselves a little bit different, see their potential, their opportunity. I think we need more like that. Will, you're trying to do that with the young people. How dangerous is this whole matter of sex that goes on in our society today?
You know, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. And one kind of thing that we've been talking about with Explicit and those that are helping put it together is that, and we kind of mentioned it earlier, but a lot of times I think the churches and even the youth pastors, I'll speak for us youth pastors, sometimes we you know, we're scared to talk about it. We don't feel adequate enough. We don't, you know, we don't feel ready to speak so openly about this thing. And so what we do is we just kind of are quiet about it. And we assume that it's just going to kind of go away. You know, they'll get married and it's going to fix itself. But if you ever work with youth or mentor youth, you know that if they can't get the answers from you, then they're going to go find the answers. And so one thing we've learned with Explicit is that if the church isn't willing to talk about it, you know, and talk explicitly about it and openly about it and non-judgmentally about it, if the church isn't ready to, then the world is really ready to, you know, and they're ready to start the conversation and let you know anything you want to know. And I mean, that's where we're talking about images everywhere and bombarding them. And so that's kind of the push behind Explicit, is that we want to make it a safe place, a safe subject to talk about in the church, and a place that the youth know that they can come to with their questions and not be, you know, shot down at the questions that they asked or the things that they've done or the thoughts that they've believed, but instead that it's a safe zone and we talk openly about it. And so it's scary to think, though, that a lot of our students get their answers just from the world, because there's a whole array of answers out there.
Well, and they'll drag it into marriage later on. They'll drag it into the way that they'll raise their kids later on. I mean, that's how pivotal this particular season in life is. And I think that's how pivotal these conferences are. You know, when we talk about these images, the pressures that they feel, I mean, dragging it in to a marriage, dragging it into the way you treat your spouse. And my. Could you imagine if someone has some weird thing that they're doing and they share it, or they hear someone else talk about it, and all of a sudden they don't seem as weird anymore because they're not the only one struggling. Mm. Hey, there's others who think the way I think or who have done what I've done, and I'm not alone in this. They've made the mistake too. They're in it like me. Now what can be done about it?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll hear Will Campbell. And then they'll hear others, Scotty Kobayashi's. They'll hear Dean Kaneshiro. They'll hear Eddie Sariol. They'll hear John Allison, Athena Sorensen. They'll hear Pastor Andrew and Jessamine Pearson, Brady Juista, Shannon Morocco, so much more. All of these at Explicit. ExplicitYouth.com.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, when God speaks, He speaks in very personal ways. He customizes His messages to us. I think He customizes it so much so that it's hard for us to misinterpret the message if we are willing to hear. We can pretend like He's not speaking. We can pretend, and we do that. Hey, look, I've done it. But if we listen, personalized messages, sometimes as parents, we need someone else to speak to our kids. Sometimes they are tuned out to things that we say, maybe on a particular subject. We could say it. Maybe we've said it so many times, they don't hear it anymore. Someone else could say something very similar or the same thing, and it catches. You know, deep down inside, wouldn't you say this, that we're really concerned that they just get it. It doesn't really matter what who communicated, just that they get it. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Will and Rachel Campbell. They are speaking, Will is speaking at the Explicit Conference, the youth conferences, and they are from Windward Church of the Nazarene. They're in Kaneohe. Now, parents, there is a special parent session that's going to take place. Well, who's speaking at that parent session? And give us the date as to when that's going to happen.
We have the parent one is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and it's at Kalihi Union, so still have time to get ready for it. But we have a whole bunch of guest speakers. We have Pastor Alan Cardines and Shannon Morocco. We have Pastor Dean Kanashiro, Pastor Daryl Yamada, Pastor Ron and Donna Yoshida, Pastor Karis Chinin, Pastor Eli Kupihe. Some of these pastors I've had the privilege of being able to work with before, Pastor Rob and Barbara Gross, Pastor Rob Okimura, John Allison, Eddie Serio, and Pastor Jesse Showalter. So,
well, they're going to be speaking. What are they going to be talking about? What are some of the topics?
They're going to be talking a whole bunch of things. They're going to be talking about how can I influence my child to value purity? How do I reach his or her heart to embrace godly values? How do I help my child to find love in all the right places? How do I grow in connection, love, and peace with my child? So it's going to be a really interesting group. I know we had a parent section at the last Explicit Conference, and the parents came out of it just, you know, glowing. I think because they were given the venue to be able to connect with other parents and to just bounce ideas off each other. And I remember talking with Pastor Michelle, who helps lead this, and I told her, you know, I really thought that a lot of the parents really knew what they were doing. They had a plan of attack, and they knew how they were going to speak to their kids. But the truth is, as I was speaking with my teens' parents, a lot of them said, you know what, Pastor Will, I really don't know how to talk about this subject. I don't know how to bring it up. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And so that parent section allows for parents to kind of mingle together and really talk openly about it. So it's really awesome.
Rachel, you have fallen in love with this man, and this man has fallen in love with you. I won't go Well, maybe we should just go there. How did you meet? How did the spark start to fly?
Yeah, I want
to
hear her version.
Oh, man. Well, we actually, the summer Will moved to Hawaii. We crossed paths, so I mentioned that earlier, crossed paths so many times in life, but didn't meet. And I think that's God's timing.
What did you say, Will? Two ships passing.
Yeah, two ships passing in the night. Oh, man. thankfully, I don't know, we might not have connected if we'd met at a different time.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't recognize my ship back then. I had to work on myself a little bit, and then I was ready.
That's the beauty of God's timing. Yeah. Sometimes
exactly.
He puts the blinders on because yeah. he's not yet, Rachel. He's not ready yet.
Yeah, I was still looking like a tugboat, so...
Well, he was out here for the summer, and we were at Honolulu First Church of the Nazarene for an event. And long story short, he walked by, and my mom said, "Who are you?" We were sitting at a table. I was like, "Mom, this is so embarrassing." And so he loves to tell the story that I said I would come later and get his number and we'd hang out, but I never came and got his number. So I had to, the 21st century, I had to Facebook stalk him, and I did. And we actually became best friends instantly, but no romance. Well, we didn't acknowledge any romance for a few years. So, girls, if you're going through that with a guy, you can talk to me. But again, God's timing. So finally, I think our hearts were ready, and he proposed in the same spot under that tree where we met at First Church, and we got married 9 months ago, and it's been really great, and I've learned so much, and I'm so thankful, because there's some other paths I could have gone down that I won't get into, but I'm glad I didn't. So
what have you learned
in our marriage, or just in life in general? I think to be patient. This is to people who are waiting for their significant other, searching. Don't search too hard, because when you're seeking Christ and when you're being true to him and his call in your heart, I think you will connect with the right person who's doing the same thing. Because when I was doing it on my own and wasn't right with Christ, there were some disasters that my friends love to tease me about now. We won't mention their names, but but I think to seek Christ, and not just with a spouse, but seek him in all things, and he'll reveal himself to you in different ways.
Using your ships passing in the night, or the tugboat analogy. Sometimes if we're moving on our own, our ship goes in another direction. The rudder, we stray off course. We all can do that. We all can do that. Many of us have at some point in our lives. Perhaps today, dear one, as you listen to Will and Rachel, maybe you have gone off path. And maybe you've seen some disasters. Maybe you're in a disaster right now. And you're listening and you're thinking, "Oh yeah, I'm there." Well, I was just there. Well, Rachel, what would you say to someone who is off course right now?
You know, using that analogy of the boats, I think one thing I talk with our junior high boys and our boys in general about is a real big temptation is to really seek out the people that will get you back on course. Or especially in dating, since we're talking about explicit, a big temptation is to, you know, seek out the perfect boat that God has for me, the perfect spouse, the perfect girl. And we put all of our energy into that and forget to focus on being the perfect man, you know, being the perfect man that that woman, whoever she may be, deserves. And so I think my biggest my biggest word is just to take the time, I think, to fall in love with Jesus again. I think it all pretty much comes down to that, is getting back in touch with him. And as you get closer to him, all those other things, like it says in the word, all those other things, the chips begin to fall. and things begin to happen that were supposed to happen, and it becomes out of our hands. And that's why I'm so glad, like I said, Rachel didn't meet me back then, because it took waiting until God directed us to get us back there. And so, yeah, that's what I would say.
How about you, Rachel?
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, oh, man, my ship is constantly going off course if we're still going with that analogy. But, I mean, I think...
Thank God for his grace.
Yeah, I think to know that not to give up every time that happens, not to ditch everything, and not to forget everywhere that Christ has brought you, everything that he's brought you through, but to look back on that and remember and know and feel encouraged by that, and to turn to him again. So whether it be, you know, a huge life event that has gone on, or whether it just be in your daily life and your thoughts and a small word that's spoken, if you fall down, don't give up on everything. Just be patient and gracious with yourself in that moment, because Christ is. So I think to, just remember baby steps.
We've got about, we've got a little less than a minute left. Can you say a prayer for someone who might be going off a little bit now? Maybe a lot.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your grace in our lives and for your love in our lives. And I just pray that whatever people are going through, whatever you and I are going through, I just pray that someone or something would come into our lives to show your love to us, Lord, whether it be a person or a word spoken or something read or something heard. I just pray that... your voice will be so loud in our lives that we can't help but turn back to you and to feel your grace and to fall into your arms, Lord. And I thank you that no matter what, Lord, you're always there to take us back and to continually show us your path and show us the direction that you want for us, Lord, to show us your vision for our lives and the beauty that you have for us, Lord. And I just pray that we will always be reminded that your view for our life and your dream for us is so magnificent and so much more than we could ever imagine, Lord. And to just trust you with our worries and our struggles, Lord, because you are the only thing that will not let us down, Lord. And we love you so much and pray for your guidance and thank you for your love in your name. Amen.
Amen. Will, Rachel, thank you.
Thank you
for being with us today. I hope, my friends, that you were encouraged by the insights. You know, Pastor Will and Rachel Campbell, you can find out more about them and Explicit at explicityouth.com. God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, as I always say, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've put a special video presentation there for you. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 145, verse 4, one generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Will and Rachel Campbell, explicityouth.com. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.